Sairam, dear listeners, welcome to a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Prashanti Nilayam. You're with me, Chandu Vijay, and this is Love to Love. The other day, I was just having a quick conversation with a friend, and we were astounded at the number of people who have these diseases like obesity, diabetes, stress-related illnesses, cardiovascular diseases, etc. And what's even more scary is that even the younger generation is not spared. There have been many stories about young adults, some even in their 20s, having heart attacks due to being overstressed and overworked. In specific to all these diseases, let's take a look at childhood obesity. Now, according to the Wikipedia, childhood obesity can also lead to life-threatening conditions including diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, sleep problems, cancer, and other diseases. And overweight children are more likely to grow up to be overweight adults. Now, here are some facts from the CDC website, that is Center for Disease Prevention and Control. They say that childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and tripled in adolescents in the past 30 years. The percentage of children aged 6 to 12 years in the United States who were obese increased from 7% in 1980 to nearly 18% in 2010. And similarly, the percentage of adolescents aged 12 to 19 years who were obese increased from 5% to 18% over the same period. In 2010, more than one-third of children and adolescents were overweight or obese. Now, let's take a little time out and think about why this happens. I mean, take a look at your own lifestyle. Do you find yourself rushing from place to place all the time? Are you feeling overworked and tired all the time? Do you always travel in vehicles and never walk? You know, sometimes we get too involved in the world around us that we forget to stop and listen to our body when it tries to tell us that it is being pushed to its limits. We take the body for granted and mistreat it as we continue to push it to work overtime. Thus, the stress that takes a toll on ourselves starts to manifest in the form of different illnesses and diseases. Now, why is it important to look after our bodies, especially on the way to attaining our spiritual goal? You know, many of the so-called spiritual people, they might argue that, you know, if you are indeed beyond the body, then what is the need to take care of it, you know, because we are not attached to the body. Why should we bother about it? Well, dear listeners, I'm sure you will agree with me when I say that being attached to the body and looking after it are two entirely different things. One thing we should always keep in our minds is that body is a temple that houses the Atman, and thus it is our responsibility to ensure that our bodies are well taken care of. Swami says, the human body has been given to you for a grand purpose of realizing the Lord within. If you have a fully equipped car in good running condition, why would you keep it in the garage? The car is primarily meant for going on a journey. Get in it and go. Then only is it worthwhile to own the car. So too with the body. Proceed, go forward to the goal, learn how to use the faculties of the body, the senses, the intellect and the mind for achieving the goal and march on.
Somewhere there's famine, somewhere there's flood, somewhere there's hatred and seas of blood. Even the sane are going insane. Oh Lord, dear Lord, I can't bear this pain. What hurts? hurts me the most? There are children and old, starving and helpless in the cold. Green trees, peaceful mountains, gushing fountains. How about only the rantings of a lunatic on a full moon night? Illusion, illusion, delusion, delusion, delusion.
Now, before we dive into how to look after our bodies, Let us try to understand what is so unique about this human body. Swami says that the human form is unique in that the divine force is expressed in as much as 80%. In the animal, it is only 15%. Now, can you imagine that? 80% expression of divinity means that actually there is such a strong latent force of divinity resting inside each and every one of us. So man can raise himself to union with God, whereas the animal can never be free from its natural state. For example, a cat can be fed some nice things, but if it sees a mouse, even while eating the food, it leaves the food and goes after the mouse. A tiger can be trained, but food made from grains will never satisfy a tiger. The tiger's impulse to kill and eat always remains. So, what does this mean to us? Now, here is what Swami has to say again. Swami says, the expression of life on earth is upward through the human, through the divine. By virtue of human birth, the next step is the full realization of the divine. Human life is sacred and must be appreciated as having the highest value. So we have all been privileged to be born as humans, to be bestowed with this human birth. Because this consciousness has slipped our minds, we torture the body, not knowing how blessed we are to have it. Now, it doesn't just stop there. Swami continues to explain that really, we are indeed extremely fortunate to have been born as humans. For Swami says, only on earth does this take place. In no other planet or region throughout this indescribable vastness of the universe does this opportunity exist. It is unique and is limited to the earth. Now, do you see just how fortunate we are?
She satya sai Om Shri satya sai Om Shri satya sai Om Shri satya sai So beautiful as I give myself to you. You are my guiding light. You make everything so hold your hand and walk with you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So this is Love to Love on the Thursday Live of Radio Sai Global Harmony. And today we are talking about the importance of taking care of our physical self. Swami says that food is medicine. Food is the medicine that cures the disease of hunger. And then he continues to say, as is the food, so is the mind. As is the mind, so are the thoughts. As are the thoughts, so is the conduct. And as is the conduct, so is the health. Now from this simple explanation, we can clearly see that what we eat is what we become outwardly. The food we consume has a substantial effect on the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we interact with those around us. So let's now listen to Swami talking about the importance of eating sattvic food and how we must purify the food before partaking it.
ఈ మనస్సనే అద్దమునందు తన యొక్క నిజ స్వరూపాన్ని చూడలేకపోతున్నాడు. హి హస్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ హిజ్ ట్రూ ఫామ్ ఇన్ ద మిర్రర్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్. కనుక ఈ అద్దమునకు చేరినటువంటి మాలిన్యాన్ని శుద్ధపరచడానికి తగిన కృషి చేయాలి. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ టు క్లీన్స్ దిస్ మిర్రర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డస్ట్. అయితే ఇది ఏ విధంగా చేయాలి? How can we do it? దీనిని చేసేటువంటి ఉపాయం ఏమిటి? What is the method of doing? ఏ మార్గం అనుసరించిన ఇది పరిశుద్ధం కాగలదు? What path should be followed to purify this mind? ఇది మానవుని యొక్క ఆహార విహారముల చేత ఇది పరిశుద్ధం గావించుకోవచ్చు. By proper food and habits, you can cleanse and purify the mind. Past is past. గడిచిపోయినది గడిచిపోయినది. Past is past. కానీ వర్తమానము నుండైనా కూడా మన పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క మార్గమును అనుసరించి దీనిని పరిశుద్ధపరిచేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రయత్నం మనకు పూనుకోవాలి.
అట్లీస్ట్ ఇన్ ది ప్రజెంట్ వీ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ సచ్ యాక్షన్స్ విచ్ విల్ హెల్ప్ అస్ టు క్లీన్స్ అండ్ ప్యూరిఫై ద మైండ్.
యువకులైనటువంటి విద్యార్థులు పరిశుద్ధమైన దోషరహితమైనటువంటి ఆహారమును భుజించాలి.
Students who are youth should partake pure and faultless food.
ఎటువంటి పరిస్థితులు ఎందైనా కూడాను మనము దోషముతో కూడినటువంటి ఆహారమును స్వీకరించరాదు.
Under whatever circumstances be it, we should not partake faulty and defective food.
బిచ్చం దేహార్థం, వస్త్రం శీతలార్థం. మనకు ఇచ్చినటువంటిది ఆహారము దేహరక్షణకై.
Food is given for the protection and sustenance of body.
కానీ దేహమునకు కొన్ని అనారోగ్యములు కలిగించేటువంటి ఒక ఆహారము ఇది సరైన ఆహారం కాదు.
But we should not take such food which causes ailments for the body.
దీనినే భగవద్గీత యందు పాత్ర శుద్ధి, పాక శుద్ధి, పదార్థ శుద్ధి అత్యవసరమన్నారు.
The same thing has been described in Bhagavad-gita as the purity of the vessel, purity of cooking, and purity of the cook.
ఈనాడు మనము భుజించేటువంటి యొక్క పదార్థములు ఏ విధంగా మనకు లభించినవి?
How have we been able to acquire the things which are used for cooking?
ఇది కేవలం అన్యాయార్జితమా లేక న్యాయార్జితమా అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని మనం విచారించాలి.
Have we acquired these objects in the proper way or in the improper way?
ఈనాటి మానవుడు అనారోగ్యములకు కాని అశాంతికి కాని గురి కావడానికి మూల కారణము అన్యాయార్జితమైనటువంటి ఆహారమే మూల కారణం.
The most important reason for the ailments of man today is the food which he has acquired by unfair means.
మనము సక్రమమైన, ధర్మమైన, న్యాయమైనటువంటి యొక్క రీతిలో మనము ఈ ఆహారాన్ని స్వీకరించటం లేదు, స్వీకరించటం లేదు.
We are not acquiring these food articles by fair means, proper means, in a justified way.
తాత్కాలికమైనటువంటి, లౌకికమైన, భౌతికమైన తృప్తి నిమిత్తమై మనము విచారణ చేయక, విచక్షణ జ్ఞానమును మనం విచారణ చేయించ, మనం అనేక పెడ మార్గములు అనుసరించటం చేతనే ఈ అన్యాయార్జితమైనటువంటి ఆహారమును మనం సేకరించుకుంటున్నాం.
వీఆర్ అక్వైరింగ్ దిస్ ఫుడ్ టెంప్టెడ్ బై ది టెంపరీ కంపెలింగ్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ ఇన్ ఎ వర్ల్డ్లీ వే ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు గెట్ సమ్ బెనిఫిట్స్.
వీఆర్ మొట్టమొదట ఈ మలశుద్ధ నిమిత్తమై పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి ఆహారాన్ని మనం సేకరించాలి.
ఫర్ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ వీ షుడ్ పార్టేక్ ప్యూర్ ఫుడ్.
అయితే ఇది ఏది అన్యాయం ఏది న్యాయం అనేటువంటి విచక్షణ జ్ఞానము సామాన్యులకు ఇది చాలా తక్కువ.
ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ టు డిసైడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఫేర్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ అన్ఫేర్.
పాత్ర శుద్ధిగా ఉన్నదో లేదో తెలియదు.
Whether the vessel is pure or impure.
అదా శుద్ధి అంతకంటే మనకు తెలియదు.
అండ్ ది ఫుడ్ ఆర్టికల్స్ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇట్
ఆర్ పాక శుద్ధి వంటవాణి యొక్క భావములు ఏ రీతిగా ఉన్నావో అది మనకు ఏమాత్రమూ తెలియదు.
అండ్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ కుకింగ్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ది ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కుక్.
కనుక ఈ అన్నింటి యొక్క పరిశుద్ధత కోసం మనం ప్రయత్నం చేస్తుంటే మన ఉదరం క్షీణించిపోతుంది.
If we want to inquire into to find out the purity in all these three aspects,
kalukani aaharam sekarinchina tarvata bhagavat arpitamu aneetundi chesinappude idi parishuddham avutundi.
That is the reason why if you can offer food before you partake, the food gets purified.
Yavariki varu bhagavantudu ekkada unnadani prashninchukunnappudu tana lo nunchi kuda oka pedda jawabu ostunnadi.
When each person puts a question to himself as to where God is,
aham aishwaro bhutva praninam deham asitaha prana pana samayukta pacham nanyam chaturvidam aham vaishyanaro bhutva. Nenu vaishyana roopamlo pala nee yokka udaramunandundi nee bhujinchina aaharanni jinnimpa chestunnanu ani chakkana jawabu undi.
The reply that comes from within is, in the form of vaishwanara I am in your stomach and I am responsible for digesting all the food partaken by you.
Aithe eppudu athu jeerninpa chestunnadu?
When does he get that?
Manam bhujinchina tarvatane idini jeerninpa chestunnadu.
Only after we partake food he will be getting it digested.
Kanuka bhagavat arpitam gaakunda manam bhujinchatam cheta aneka malinyamu aneka doshamulu aneka paapamulu indlo praveshisthunnayi.
Without offering food to God when we partake it, we commit a number of mistakes, sins, and the result of
the brahmarpanam brahmagno brahmanahrutam brahmarpitam. Ee brahmarpana bhavamto manam bhujinchatam cheta adi aaharamu kaadu adi prasadam avutundi.
Once you offer the food to Brahma, the Lord, it becomes prasada. It is no longer food. It is
kanuka andulo undinatundi doshamulanni kudanu pariharam avutayi.
All the defects are removed.
Tatvara mana yokka manasuku antukunnatundi malinyamu kramakramina kontha parishuddham kagalu.
By this method the impurities on the mirror of our mind can be slowly removed.
Ee manasaneetundi addamu parishuddhanga marutundi.
Then only the mirror can become pure.
So Swami has always propagated and encouraged vegetarianism and a sattvic diet simply to assist us in our spiritual journeys. Now, being a vegetarian can mean many things. For some people may decide to be a vegetarian out of a personal decision not to harm other animals, while for others it may be a culturally or religiously driven decision. In a divine discourse given in 1965, Swami said the following. Swami said, "You must prefer sattvic food to rajasic food. By drinking intoxicating things, one loses control over one's emotions, passions, impulses, instincts, speech and movements, and even descends to the level of beasts. By eating flesh, one develops violent tendencies and animal diseases. The mind becomes more intractable when one indulges in rajasic food. It is difficult to remodel the mind if such food is consumed with relish." So dear listeners, we can now understand that for the spiritual aspirant, a sattvic diet is imperative. So the next question obviously is, what exactly is a sattvic diet? Well, don't go away, because we will discuss that right after this musical break. Welcome back, dear listeners. So what exactly is a sattvic diet? Does it just mean to abstain from eating non-vegetarian food? Swami very beautifully explains what a proper sattvic diet means. The sattvic diet, Swami says, enables the spiritual aspirant to apprehend the omnipresent reality of divinity. And Swami elaborates on it further by saying, some people are under the wrong impression that sattvic food should consist only of milk, yogurt, sweets and fruits. They believe that they will become sattvic by consuming large quantities of these delicacies, and they are absolutely mistaken. Sattvic diet does not mean simply the food we take through our mouths. It also means the pure air we breathe through our nose, the pure vision we see through our eyes, and the pure objects we touch with our body. All that we take in through the doors of the five sense organs may be described as a diet. Listening to bad sounds, looking at bad sights, touching bad things do not constitute a sattvic diet. The quality of the food is determined by the vibrations that it is charged with through the thought processes of the persons who handle it, prepare it and serve it. In the 17th chapter of the Gita, clearly defines the nature and taste of the three types of food eaten by man. That food that promotes love, virtue, strength, happiness and cordiality is sattvic food. That which inflames, arouses, intoxicates and heightens hunger and thirst is rajasic. And the food that depresses, disrupts and causes disease is tamasic food. The company with which such food is consumed, the place where it is consumed, the vessels in which the food is cooked, the emotions that agitate the mind of the person who cooks it and serves it, all these have subtle influences on the nature and emotions of the person who takes the final product in. It is because the sages of India realized this that they laid down many do's and don'ts for the process of eating.
Sai Avatara.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So now we understand what sattvic diet means and why it is important for us to consume it. Now the next question on everyone's mind would be, okay, I get it. I get what sattvic diet means in general, but what is sattvic food in specific to the food that we eat? Swami says sattvic food is fresh, mild, simple and free of superfluous additives. Bhagavan says that food to be sattvic should be capable of strengthening the mind as well as the body. Therefore, it should not be too salty, it should not be too hot, not too bitter, too sweet or too sour. Sattvic food also should not be taken while it is steaming hot. Food which fans the flames of thirst should also be avoided. The general principle is that there should be a limit or a restraint. Food cooked in water should not be used the next day as it becomes harmful. Even fried items should be consumed before they develop unpleasant odors. So we should be consuming more fresh leafy vegetables, juices, water, salads. These types of food that are high in life forces will complement the sattvic diet perfectly. Now, did you know that the sattvic food can become tamasic if taken in excess? Swami explains it very simply as to how this can occur. Swami says, a good feature of sattvic food can be described by referring to the light manner in which we sit down to take the food. Now, after taking the food, we should be able to get up in the same light manner. So here is a timely reminder from Swami for a check and balance for all of us. Do you always feel sleepy after a hearty afternoon meal? Well, if you do, then perhaps it is time you checked on the amount of food that you're consuming. Well, we may as well be bordering on turning the sattvic food into tamasic.
I have one of my most beautiful favorite bhajans. I used to sing this song as bhajan as a child.
है आँख वो है आँख वो जो शाम का दर्शन किया करे है आँख वो जो शाम का दर्शन किया करे है शीश वो जो प्रभु चरण में वंदन किया करे बेकार वो मुख है बेकार बामुख है जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में बेकार बामुख है जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में मुख वो है जो हरि नाम का वंदन किया करे हीरे मोती से नहीं शोभा है हाथ की है हाथ वो जो भगवान का पूजन किया करे
अभी आगे और भी है
मर कर भी अमर नाम उस जीव का जग में है प्रभु प्रेम में बलिदान जो जीवन किया करे ऐसी लागी लगन लगन ऐसी लागी लगन लागी लागी रे लगन
ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन। वो तो गली गली हरि गुण गाने लगी, महलों में पली मन के जोगन चली, महलों में पली मन के जोगन चली। मीरा रानी दीवानी कहने लगी, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन। लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन। वो तो गली 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 हरी हरी गुण गाने लगी, ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन। विशितिया मानो अमृत पिया, मेरा सागर में सरिता समाने लगी। दुख लाखों सहे मुख से गोविंद कहे, मेरा गोविंद गोपाल गाने लगी। वो तो गली गली हरि गुण गाने लगी, ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मेरा हो गई मगन। वो तो गली 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 हरि हरि गुण गाने लगी, महलों में पली मन के जोगन चली, महलों में पली मन के जोगन चली, मन के जोगन चली। बनके जोगन चली, 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 चली बन के जोगन चली, बन के जोगन चली, महलों में पली बन के जोगन चली। मीरा रानी दीवानी कहने लगी, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन, ऐसी लागी लगन मीरा हो गई मगन।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we have talked about eating right. Now, what about all the other things that make up a healthy lifestyle? Of course, firstly, it is what we choose to eat. Now, the other factors are what lifestyles we choose to adopt. A healthy one or one that is influenced by our environment. the liquid intake we consume, daily habits like do we choose to exercise or laze around on the couch? Do we choose to meditate and do a bit of brisk walking or yoga? Do we choose to stay away from drinks that may have adverse effect on the human body, like soft drinks, too much caffeine, too much alcohol, or what about smoking? Now here, let us take alcohol addiction as an example. Now, where does the need to consume alcohol come from? Well, if you think about it, every need arises from a desire somewhere. And our inability to control these desires is what leads to addiction. Now, one may argue, as most of the people who drink alcohol may argue, that I'm just a social drinker. It's just one or two drinks. I'm not addicted or anything. You know, Swami says that desire is like a cobra that we hold on to, thinking it to be a harmless rope, until one day it coils us completely into helplessness and bites us. Now, while the perception of a lethal reptile at any moment would instantly make us throw it away, it's not the case when it comes to alcohol, cigarettes or drugs, or even things like short temper or obsessive desires. We are apparently reluctant to give them away. Why? Well, because we don't see the potential imminent disaster that hides behind these traits. Now, if one goes to a cancer hospital and sees lung cancer patients suffering with intolerable pain due to his or her serious smoking habits, or go to a rehab facility to see alcoholics struggling to get out of that drinking addiction, we can get a feel of the seriousness of this issue. One glimpse of such a situation probably will be enough. It would serve as an eye-opener to the ones who are in the early stage of developing such habits and are feeling reluctant to give them up. But what if someone does not have such dramatic exposure in the early stage of addiction, or say they don't have opportunities to see the terminal stage of these problems? Now, Swami has given a beautiful solution for that too. There is this beautiful story. Once a devotee confessed to Swami that he was struggling with bad thoughts and was unable to get over them. So he happened to hold the letter in his hand as he put forward his plea to Swami. So Swami took that piece of paper and he rolled it, and then he gave back the letter to the devotee and asked the devotees to straighten the letter. The person straightened it, but every time he did it, the paper would roll back on itself. Now this happened 3 or 4 times. Then Swami took the letter back from him. He rolled it in the reverse direction, and there it was. The letter stood straight as it was before. Bhagwan then remarked in his inimitable way that instead of working on our shortcomings, we must start or develop new habits, new positive habits. If we focus our energies this way, the bad traits or activities or of lower energies will automatically go away. There is another story from the life of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So there was once this gentleman who used to have the bad habit of taking opium. And he came with a very genuine request to the master, saying, "Swamiji, how do I stop this? I have started it. I know it has evil effects, but I don't know how to stop it." So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa devised a very beautiful and innovative method. He gave him a chalk piece and said, "You should have only that amount of opium, as much as the chalk weighs. But what you should do is write Om with this chalk every day after you partake your dose of opium. Then after that, see the weight of the chalk and consume only that much of opium." The man was quite surprised as to what the connection between writing Om and taking opium was. But what he did not know was subconsciously writing Om every day had its positive effect on him. The size of the chalk was reducing, and with that, the weight of the opium that he was consuming was also reducing. So here are 2 examples. One is the drastic example, which is given by our beloved Swami, and a more gradual method given by Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So we can follow either one of these methods, through step-by-step process, we can get rid of all our addiction problems.
एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके, एक सूर्य धरती पर, एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके, एक सूर्य धरती पर, तेरी एक किरण पाने को भटक रहे हैं दर दर, साईं राम साईं श्याम साई सत्य सूर्य भगवान,
साई साई सत्य सूर्य
बन जाए, जब अंधियारा मन को घेरे तू प्रकाश बन जाए, जब मन में दुख के बादल हो तू अमृत बरसाए, तेरी एक झलक पाते ही दूर हुए सारे डर, साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान, कमल की याद दिलाए, चरणों की कोमलता तेरी कमल की याद दिलाए, लहराते सुंदर चोले में तू सबको हर्षाए, हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई सभी झुकाते सर, साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान,
साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान।
कितना प्यारा कितना सच्चा तेरा मेरा नाता, भटके बच्चों को मिल जाए जैसे उनकी माता, तेरे आंचल में पाया है मैंने अपना घर, साईं राम
सत्य सूर्य भगवान एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके एक सूर्य धरती पर एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके एक सूर्य धरती पर तेरी एक किरण पाने को भटक रहे हैं दर दर साई राम साई श्याम साई सत्य सूर्य भगवान
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami warns us that any intoxicant or stimulant, because it disturbs nature's event trend, is harmful. The damage to the body from alcohol and tobacco products is serious. And Swami has told his devotees quite clearly that he wants them to give up these two intoxicants completely. Actually, Bhagavan also says that it is not the environment that matters in the control of one's senses and emotions. It is purity of one's impulses, sincerity of purpose and determination in treading the divine path which count rather than the environment which is of little or of no consequence in this regard. So we spoke about addiction to alcohol. Now what about smoking? Swami says some people smoke cigarettes in addition to drinking. Now smoking tobacco causes asthma, lung cancer and heart disease. You can easily demonstrate the dangers caused by tobacco by keeping a white cloth near the smoke. There will be red blots on the white cloth. Now, when a cloth can be spoiled by smoke, how badly will it affect the blood vessels? This will destroy one's health completely and the lifespan will be diminished. And then Swami continues saying, 3/4 of the body is ruined because of smoking. And 1/4 of the body is ruined because of drinking. So for people who do both, they are 100% damaged. So dear listeners, the decision really lies in our hands. This cannot be brought about by government regulations. Everyone has to decide for himself. Now although we know that addictions to substances such as drugs and alcohol have some hereditary and biochemical components, the role of willpower in these addictions should not be overlooked. Swami says that as the desires multiply, the willpower weakens and vice versa. Now you can find out for yourself how when addiction to coffee, tea and smoking is reduced, the willpower gets stronger. The results can be verified with just 1 week of practice. The addiction to various deleterious practices, man's willpower and other faculties decline in strength. The willpower should be strengthened and it should be directed towards social service. Now, let's now listen to our beloved Bhagwan talking very strongly about giving up non-vegetarian food, giving up alcohol and giving up smoking.
These qualities are due to food and habits. In order, ఎవరైనా సరే భగవద్భక్తులుగా కోరేటువంటి వారు భగవద్భక్తులను విశ్వసించేటువంటి వారు
టుడే లెట్ హిమ్ ఎనీవన్ దోస్ హూ కన్సిడర్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ యాజ్ డివోటీస్
మాంస భక్షణను వదలాలి
దే షుడ్ గివ్ అప్ మీట్ ఈటింగ్
కారణం ఏంటి
వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్
ఈ పశు మాంసము మీ పశుగుణమునే పెంచుతుంది
ద మీట్ విల్ డెవలప్ అనిమల్ క్వాలిటీ
హిందీలో చెప్తారు జేసే అన్నే అయితే మన్
As is the food, so is the mind.
ఎలాంటి తిండో అలాంటి తేపు.
As is the food, so is the bed.
మామిడి పండు తింటే దోసకాయ తేపు వస్తుందా?
When you eat mango, you don't have
a taste.
కుకుంబా.
తెలిపేమేము ఈ దుర్మార్గమైనటువంటి గుణంతో కూడినటువంటి క్రూర మృగముల యొక్క మాంసం భుజించటం చేత మనలో కూడా ఆ క్రూరత్వం అభివృద్ధి అవుతుందా?
When you partake the meat, you'll have animal qualities more and more.
ఇది ఒక్కటే కాదు.
Not only this.
కానీ పంచభూతములతో మనకు కనిపించి శబ్దస్పర్శలు ప్రసన్నాలతో జీవించేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాణం తీవటము ఎంత పాపము.
What sort of a sin it is to kill an animal?
ఈ గుణములు రాత్రి గుణములు కావటమే కాకుండా ఈ పంచభాతం భూతముల యొక్క సమానమైనటువంటి పర ప్రాణిని కూడా మనం తీవటం ఎంత పాపం.
You have got the five elements in you to kill another animal with all the five
elements.
When you commit such a sin, you will have all the worry.
కలుపుని నిజమైనటువంటి దైవ భక్తులు కాబోయేటువంటి వారు కావాలని ఆశించేటువంటి మాంసభక్షణ పూర్తి వదలారు.
Therefore the true devotees should give up meat eating.
నేను సాయి భక్తులము రామ భక్తులము కృష్ణ భక్తులము అనేది కోళ్లు కోళ్లు తింటూ కూర్చోవటం.
They say we are Sai devotees, Rama devotees, but they eat chicken.
వీడు డివోటీ ఎట్టవుతాడు?
How can you be devotee?
వీడు నిజమైన భక్తులు ఎట్టవుతాడు?
How can you be true devotee?
కనుక వీడు కేవలం రాక్షసుడే.
So you are a demon.
అలాంటి వాడిని భగవంతుడు ఏమాత్రం కూడా అనుగ్రహించరు.
Such man will never be the recipient of God.
ఎవరైనా కూడా స్వదేశీయులు కానీ విదేశీయులు కానీ నిజంగా స్వామి యొక్క ఆజ్ఞను పాటించేటువంటి వారు ఈ మాంసభక్షణ తక్షణమే విసర్జించారు.
Therefore whether Indians or foreigners should give up this non-vegetarian food.
ఇంకా రెండవది.
The second one.
మనము పానీయం తీసుకుంటున్నాము నీరు.
We drink water.
నీటిలో ప్రాణం ఉంటుంది.
There is life soul.
నీటిలో జీవశక్తి ఉంటుంది.
There is power.
నీటి చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భగవంతుని యొక్క అంశము.
Water is the spark of the divine.
భగవంతుని నుండి ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటుంది. శంకరుని యొక్క జటాజుటం నుంచి ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంది.
It originated the four lords of
శంకర. వదలి
we leave it.
బాటమును తీసుకోవటము.
But we take water.
తప్పు.
It's a big mistake.
కనుక ఇది మద్యపానం అనేటువంటిది మహాక్రూరమైనటువంటిది.
This alcoholism is very bad.
తనను తాను మరిపిస్తుంది.
It makes you forget yourself.
తన గౌరవాన్ని తీసివేస్తుంది.
You lose respect.
మానవత్వాన్ని విస్మరిస్తుంది.
The human quality is gone.
దివ్యత్వాన్ని మరిపిస్తుంది.
The divinity is forgotten.
వాడు ఏం చేస్తున్నాడో ఏం చూస్తున్నాడో వానికి తెలియదు.
He doesn't know what he sees, what he doesn't
see. ఊగుతూ ఉంటుంటాడు.
He goes on talking that way, this way.
నిజముగా వాడిని చూసి ఎంత అవమానం వేస్తుంది.
What a matter of shame to look at him.
నవ్వు వస్తుంది. ఏమిట్రా వీడు మానవుడై పుట్టుకొని ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాణం లేనటువంటి జీవిగా ప్రవహిస్తున్నాడే.
విచ్ ఇస్ హెకిలేట్ హిమ్ బికాస్ హీ బిహేవ్స్ సో
కాదు.
ఇస్ నాట్ గుడ్.
తద్వారా కొన్ని కొన్ని కుటుంబంలో కూడా నాశనమైపోతున్నాయి.
బికాస్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్
కూడా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి మద్యపానంకి వినియోగించి కన్న భార్యను కట్టుకున్న బిడ్డలు కానీ ఏమాత్రం కూడా సాగటం లేదు.
ఆల్ ది మనీ స్పెండ్ ఫర్ దీస్ హ్యాబిట్స్ అండ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు మెయింటైన్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ.
ఇలాంటి తల్లిదండ్రులు కానీ బిడ్డలు కానీ భార్యలు కానీ పోషించలేనటువంటి వాడు ఎంత ఉండి ఏమి ప్రయోజనం?
With all the wealth, what is used if you can't maintain the
family?
What is the main reason?
Madhyapanam.
It's only drinking.
Nijamuga ani madhyapanam tho paatu kontamandi cigarette kuda teesukuntaru.
Along with drinking some smoke,
cigarette vallane ee naadu manavuliki mitimirinatundi jabbulu praveshistunnayi.
Because of smoking, people fall sick.
Asthma, isthmopenia, gunda jabbu ilanti anta kuda smoking valla vacheyantundi.
Asthma, isthmopenia and cardiac complaints due to smoking.
నిజముగా ఒక్కతో వాడు సిగరెట్ పీల్చి తన కన్న బిడ్డలు ఒక్కతో ముద్దు పెట్టింది వాడికి క్యాన్సర్ వస్తుంది.
ద మూమెంట్ హీ స్మోక్స్ అండ్ టేక్స్ వన్ పఫ్ హీ విల్ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాన్సర్.
ఒక్కతో నీవు స్మోకింగ్ చేసి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రమాణంగా నిరూపించండి.
యూ కెన్ ప్రూవ్ ఇట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ.
తెల్లని బట్ట తీసుకుని ఆ గాలిని అని ఊపండి.
టేక్ ది వైట్ క్లాత్ అండ్ బ్లో ఇట్.
ఈ తెల్లని బట్ట పైన ఎర్రని మార్పు ఏర్పడుతుంది.
ఆన్ ద వైట్ క్లాత్ యూ ఫైండ్ రెడ్ స్పాట్.
ఒక బట్ట పైనే తన యొక్క గాలి వల్లనే ఇంతవరకు ప్రమాదం జరిగినప్పుడు ఈ స్మోకింగ్ వల్ల మన దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి రక్తనాళము ఎంతవరకు చెడగొడుతుంది.
When the cloth shows all the spots, you can imagine how the vessels of
ఆరోగ్యాన్ని పూర్తి నిండి
టోటలీ గోన్.
జీవితమే కొంతవరకు నశింపజేస్తుంది.
The life span is cut short.
కనుక నిజమైన దైవ భక్తులు కాబోయేటువంటి వారు
ద ట్రూ డివోటెడ్
మాంస భక్షణ మద్యపానము ఈ యొక్క స్మోకింగ్
నాన్ వెజిటేరియన్ డైట్ ద డ్రింకింగ్ అండ్ స్మోకింగ్
ఈ యొక్క మద్యపానం చేత మహాక్రూరమైన యొక్క కర్మలకు పాల్పడుతున్నారు.
దే మస్ట్ డిస్కంటిన్యూ దే షుడ్ నాట్ డూ దట్ ఎనీమోర్.
కానీ ఇది ఏ ప్రభుత్వం కూడా దీన్ని ఆపలేదు.
బట్ నన్ కెన్ స్టాప్ ఇట్ ఎనీవే.
ఎవరి భావం వారిలో మార్పు రావాలి.
ద ఫీలింగ్ షుడ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్.
ఇది మానసిక పరివర్తన వల్లనే కలిగేటువంటిది కానీ పొరల వల్ల బోధిస్తే వచ్చేటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇట్ షుడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మేషన్.
వారు సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించి వర్తించాలి.
ఈచ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ది ట్రూత్ అండ్ కండక్ట్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్.
हाथ जोड़ के बोली गवर जा, हाथ जोड़ के बोली गवर जा, तीनों लोक बसाए बस्ती में, तीनों लोक बसाए बस्ती में, आप बसे वीराने में जी, आप बसे वीराने में, हजी राम भजो जी, राम भजो जी, राम भजो जी, राम भजो जी, शिव का वंदन किया करो, हजी शिव का वंदन किया करो जी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, मेरी एक सुनो अंतर्यामी, मेरी एक सुनो भोले स्वामी, मैं तो दासी जन्म जन्म की, मैं तो दासी जन्म जन्म की, काली उम्र से भक्ति करती, बचपन से मैं भक्ति करती, तुम्हें छोड़ के कहीं न जाऊं, तुम्हें छोड़ के कहीं न जाऊं, रात दिवस तेरे चरण दबाऊं, रात दिवस तेरे चरण दबाऊं, तुम्हें जो छोड़ूं तो मर जाऊं, तुम्हें जो छोड़ूं तो मर जाऊं, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, भाई अगर बम 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 लहरी, भाई अगर बम 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 लहरी, मेरी एक सुनो जी दीनानाथ, मैं दिन भर तो तेरी भंग रगड़ूंगी, दिन भर तो मैं भंग रगड़ूंगी, भंग रगड़ूं तेरा रगड़ूं धतूरा, भंग रगड़ूं तेरा रगड़ूं धतूरा, आज करूंगी तेरा पूरा, हुक्म बजाऊं तेरा पूरा, तुझे पिलाऊं फिर गना दिया, तुझे पिलाऊं फिर गना, और जो बच जावे मैं पी लूंगी, अमृत जान समझ पी लूंगी, शरण में ले लो भोलेनाथ, मोए अपनी बना ले दीनानाथ जी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, ओए अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, एक सुनो जी पार्वती मेरी, एक सुनो गोरा रान, इस जंगल में तू क्या पावेगी, कंजरी बन बन मर जावेगी, हाथी चिंगाड़े शेर दहाड़े, हाथी चिंगाड़े शेर दहाड़, कसम रमाऊं धुनी रमाऊं, तांडव कर कर डमरू बजाऊं, गुफा बीच मेरा है डेरारी, अभी कमल जाए गोरारी, अभी मान जाए गोरा, मेरे भूत की माला गले पड़ी, मेरे खक्कड़ माला गले पड़ी, तो देखी सडर जावेगी, मेरे संग तू क्या पावे, कोई अच्छा कुंवर राजा का ढूंढ, कोई रूप कमर राजा का ढूंढ, तो रानी बन के बैठ महल, तू रानी बन के बैठ महल, हरी संभल जाहे गोरारी, हाँ मान जाहे गोरारी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी, अगर बम 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 लहरी,
शंभू तान धर्म के तंबो, जो देखे कैड़ा उसकी आंख में चरी का फैड़ा, अरे अरे बम पहले गुरु पीछे हम, ओम नमः पार्वती फतेह हर हर महादेव,
ओम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव, शिव शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हर शंकर शंभु भस्मदार, शिव शंकर शंभु ओम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव, शिव शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हर शंकर शंभु भस्मदार, शिव शंकर शंभु ओम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव, शिव शंकर शंभु शंकर शंभो।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we have come to the end of today's discussion, and now we understand that a healthy lifestyle is a choice that we must make should we want to progress in the path of spirituality. Before we end Let's take a look at other few factors that can affect our health. Now, stress is the major cause of many ailments. We are always in a hurry. We are always rushing to work against deadlines. We are also always worrying about things that usually we not meant to be worried. Now, hurry causes worry, which affects spiritual health. Swami says very beautifully, avoid hurry, worry and curry. The only thing hurry and worry can do is raise your blood pressure. And avoiding curry, Swami means that we should make healthy food choices and not just the ones that taste good. So here is Swami's advice to all of us. Swami says that everyone should know how to control these causes. Some people do not do any physical exercises and lead a sedentary life. My advice to office workers and students is that it is good for them to commute by bicycle at least 5 or 6 kilometers a day. The cycling exercise is very useful, not only for maintaining health, but also for reducing the expenditure incurred by automobiles. Other advantage is the avoidance of accidents. Furthermore, it serves to reduce atmospheric pollution caused by the release of harmful fumes from automobiles. The carbon dioxide from motor vehicles is already polluting the air and is affecting the ozone layer above the earth. Another thing we always seem to forgo is good sleep. In general, we need a minimum of 8 hours of sleep each day till the age of 21, no less than 6 hours per day between 21 and 60, and at least 4 hours of sleep thereafter. And Swami continues saying, every day when you awaken to the call of the brightening east, recite the name, meditate on the form. Keep the name and form as your companion, guide and guardian throughout the waking hours. When you retire for the night, offer grateful homage to God in that form, with that name, for being with you, by you, beside you, before you, behind you, all day long. So there it is, dear listeners, all information you need for a healthy life. Swami has touched upon each and every detail. Now, another aspect that many take for granted is a simple thing called posture. While walking or sitting, we should be sitting like a rod, keeping the spine erect. While sleeping, we should stretch our back straight and not curl like a coil of wire. Now, there is a spiritual reason for this. A very important nadi called the Sushumna nadi runs through the spinal column from its base in the Muladhara chakra, that is the first chakra at the base of the spine, to the Sahasrara chakra, the seventh chakra at the top of the head. Now, if this gets bent, serious consequences will follow. Good posture, therefore, is essential during all our activities, including meditation. Swami says, to sit straight is important. Between the 9th and 12th vertebrae is the life force. If the spine is injured at this point, paralysis occurs. If the body is in a straight position, as if it were tied around a straight pole, the life force may rise up through the straight body and give the quality of intense concentration to the mind. Moreover, just like a lightning rod attached to the roof of a building attracts lightning, in like fashion, a perfectly straight body provides a conductor, so to speak, for divine power to enter the temple of your body and give you the strength to accomplish your task and reach your goal. So, dear listeners, with that, we are at the end of this segment, and I hope you enjoyed this segment on healthy living and why is it so important for attaining of our spiritual goal. And as usual, your comments and suggestions are always welcome to listener@radiosai.org. The time in the studios currently is 3:24 p.m. And at 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. And until we meet next week, Jai Sai Ram.
జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగల రేని సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగల రేని సంగతి హరి ఓం హరి హరుడ ఓం యౌవరైన నేమి అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచే స్వామి హరి ఓం హరి హరుడ ఓం యౌవరైన నేమి అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచే స్వామి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగలరేని సంగతి పుట్టపర్తిలోనున్న ఉడమి అంతా నీదే ఎట్టి ఎండకైనా నీ గొడుగు నీడమాదే పుట్టపర్తిలోనున్న ఉడమి అంతా నీదే ఎట్టి ఎండకైనా నీ గొడుగు నీడమాదే రాతి గొంతు తడిపి తప్పి తీర్చిన చేయి రాతలల్ని మార్చేసిన రత్నాకర సాయి రాతి గొంతు తడిపి తప్పి తీర్చిన చేయి రాతలల్ని మార్చేసిన రత్నాకర సాయి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగలరేని సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగలరేని సంగతి వేదంలో గడబెట్టే నాదాని వినివే స్వేదంలో మొలకెట్టే మోదాని వినివే వేదంలో గడబెట్టే నాదాని వినివే స్వేదంలో మొలకెట్టే మోదాని వినివే ఆశయాని ఆచరణకు జగ చేసిన దేవా ఆదర్శం అడుగడుగున శృతి చేసిన ప్రభువా ఆశయాని ఆచరణకు జగ చేసిన దేవా ఆదర్శం అడుగడుగున శృతి చేసిన ప్రభువా జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగలరేని సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి జడులు తెలియగలరేని సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి